3B is naturally brought to you by Ozark Natural Foods. Nutritious, delicious, local, and organic. Back to the show. It's 3B Radio.
Yeah, hanging out here on a Thursday afternoon. Just beautiful out. People had already noticed this. Fits in the Tantrums, hanging out in the studio. Just gazing out into the beautiful town here in Fayetteville. How are you guys liking it already?
Fitz and Noel here with us.
I'm digging it out here.
Loving it.
I see you guys. You guys made an incredible entrance into Fayetteville today, because I was on Dixon Street. I was starting my bike ride, and I noticed that the traffic was backed all the way up.
We're making friends already.
Oh, yeah.
Making friends.
And there's this poor guy out in the middle of the road trying to, like, keep people from hitting your bus. And everybody's just honking. Like, you know, they have something better to do.
I missed all of that. We were knocked out.
That's fantastic.
This
yeah, guys, we were asleep.
Our
we
apologies,
had no clue.
Guys.
I want to let you know that people that don't know you are huge fans now.
Yeah, totally. We've made fans for life.
Well, who do you travel with when you guys are traveling around right now?
Usually we're just all of us, band and crew, on one bus, but we're on a bit of a special run right now because I've got my wife and my little baby boy with me.
And I got my dog, Marley.
And she's got her dog, and so we're on a second bus, the family bus, rolling deep.
Well, that's awesome. And getting to spend the time with the family, is that different when you're on tour? I mean, do you like that better, obviously, bringing home on the road?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when we're traveling, it's hard to be away. You know, my little boy, he doesn't understand when daddy's gone for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. So to have them out here is pretty magical. He's almost three, so he's really, he loves cars and trucks, so he's obsessed with the bus and being on the bus, and he thinks the bus driver is the greatest guy in the world right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's like, that's my best friend.
Yeah.
Right. Like, not the
he's
band,
my best
the,
friend.
Oh, he the bus care. Driver.
Although he is a total ham bone.
He is.
He's like, I'm a rock star, you're not dad.
Yeah.
I'm the rock star. And he will get mad about it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Well, you...
But he likes being on the road, yeah. Obviously.
He loves
he's
it.
Already, he's already just a roadie. He's on the road, he's doing
it. He's a roadie. He's a tour pup. That's what we call him.
Yeah.
And he's been on tour with us since for a while, like in his... early months
you're gonna have
of
to get
living,
him in the band.
He
just
was
get him in
us.
The band. Get him in the band.
Yeah.
This is
got his own
third
mic.
Tour with us, so he's used to it now.
Well, one of those tours stopped by right here in Northwest Arkansas. A lot of people remember you from Foster the People. You guys opened up right before the huge storm.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you,
got
you guys put on.
Got to see your full show,
yeah,
so that was all right.
Well, who cares?
Hey, who cares?
It was
no,
a great
but
show.
I remember that show because the crowd, those kids were so into it. You know, they literally had to drag them out. They're like, lightning is coming, kids. You could die. And they're like, we don't care. We're hanging out here right in front.
Yeah, they
we want to get down.
They're thirsty.
I went across the street and had a beer. I was like,
did you?
I'll be all
you're
right.
You're the wise sage.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, they are. I think they're hungry. They're thirsty for these shows. I mean, we just got this venue about 3 years ago, and a lot of people are hungry for this great music and these big bands, just like you guys, Fits in the Tantrums.
Well, honestly, for me, I think, and I probably know well as well, to me, playing smaller towns is where it's at because, you know, big towns, they're used to getting every big name artist comes through, and then smaller towns don't always get the big shows.
Sure.
So when we come to a smaller town, it's like the energy's always so blowing the roof off of the venue. Tonight's sold out, so you know we're super excited to be back.
Well, of course, Fits of the Tantrums, we've talked a little bit about this band before in the past. This is one thing I looked up and I found. There's no guitars. No guitars
no.
in the band. But there
does,
is...
Does anybody actually clap their hands?
Right. No. We're wondering if there's a machine.
Or do you
that
guys
that...
have the robots do all the hand clapping?
Oh, no. We do all the
hand
clapping.
Yeah, we hand clap.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we hand clap.
Because there's a lot of bands out there right now, a lot of rap artists who have claps in their songs. Nobody claps.
Nobody claps.
Nobody
they just
clapping.
Press a key.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right.
Keyboard.
Well, that kind of...
And you guys are legit in my
yeah,
book.
Yeah, we're legit.
But that does kind of kill the like unplugged version of Fits in the Tantrums. That probably be out the window now.
Well, I mean, you know, we can decide whether or not we want to clap during the acoustic
right.
sets.
I guess
we have
so.
That. We
well,
just hit a button.
That song is hot. And you guys have had a few songs that have been incredible hits. What happens, you know, to a band when you guys, you know, you see that success in a song? I mean, do you guys, how is that, how do you react to that?
It's interesting because when you're in the box, you don't quite realize what's happening until, you know, you get the opportunity to maybe see what's happening on the internet or you're at a festival, and you're seeing the amount of people singing along to your song. I think that's normally when we actually see
that's when it really
how things have come along, you know, and it's incredibly gratifying to, you know, have this opportunity. You know, we are doing things a lot of bands don't get to do. You know, we have a lot of friends in LA that are still, you know, not even near where we were able to get early on in our career, you know, so... it's definitely something we look at and we're like, wow, you know, you get a little bit overwhelmed, but it's really cool knowing that your music is stretched this far.
Do you guys like writing in the studio, or are you down the ride on the road at
I can't
all?
We write never on the road.
Can't We've never written a single
it's
song.
It's too distracting.
On the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I admire people that could do that.
Because our schedule is so crazy, too. It's like a show, then we have to show up, and then we got to do a radio or a meet and greet, or today we're doing, like, listener, sound check party, and then we have to go do interviews. So there's not really a time. It's sort of like we've always been, like, we write when we're off the road, and when we're on the road, it's all about playing the shows. Because our shows, if you haven't seen us, they're pretty high energy. Yeah. So when we're not on stage, Noelle and I are usually, like... We have an intravenous of fluids and coffee and nap time.
And you're infamous for this. I mean, you can write a song very quickly. You had mentioned that one of the first songs you ever wrote is, boom, you made it in a night. You know, the band came quickly as well, right?
Yeah.
Like forming and everything.
Yeah, the very first song we ever wrote for the band was a song called Breaking the Chains, and that song was written in like 10 minutes. You know, and as a musician, you kind of wait for those sort of musical godshot moments to descend. And, you know, it had been a few years since we had one of those lightning in a bottle moments. And then with Hand Clap, it was the same way. That song just almost wrote itself very fast. It was very primal. It was just full of that kinetic energy that you can hopefully feel when you listen to our song. And
I feel like most of our singles were like that. Out of My League was the same way.
Yes.
You know, it's just like...
Such a great track.
Some of those things, it took a while to get there, but it happened when we put our pen down and the melody came out instantly, you know?
And you had said, like, when you formed this band, you're pretty much ready to go on stage. Like, you're all right, we can do this. We could probably do a show.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, you know, you're not always able to pair the right people together, but there was a magic that was undeniable when the six of us got into a room that first rehearsal. We played one song and I said, excuse me guys, I'm gonna step out of the room for a second. I went and I called and booked us a show at this place called the Hotel Cafe, which is a famous songwriter venue in LA, and came back in and said, we're gonna do a show. And everyone's like, we've played one song, we don't even have enough songs for a full set. And it was like, let's go. And we have not
I don't think we had enough songs for a 30-minute set.
Nope. But we did it anyway.
Wow.
We did.
You're going to do it. That's the way to do it. And you're kind of going head first. And it's dedication, obviously. We talked, there's a lot of local bands around here. You know, that it's the hard work.
A lot of talent.
Right, too. A lot of talent. Yeah. It's the hard work. If you're going to talk to someone that, you know, that's starting a band, that's doing things like that here in a local scene, how much work does it take?
So much work.
I think it's, you don't even realize how much work you're putting into something when you're grinding. You know, we always tell people never say no. You know, especially in the beginning, I was actually having a conversation with some friends of ours in New Orleans about it. You know, every opportunity that you're given doesn't always come along, so take it. You know, just say yes to it, even if you're not sure if it's going to work or not. You know, always kind of trust your gut at the end of the day. But, you know, in the beginning, like the more shows you do, the more opportunities you take that people are giving you, the more they're going to keep coming if you work hard enough at it, you know, and always stay in gratitude, you know, be kind to people. I know so many a-holes, man. And then when they start getting into the level, you know, even we're at, and they're realizing that they're not getting the support, it's because you're a dick. Excuse me. I don't know if I can say that on
no,
the radio.
No, you can. You can.
But, you know, there's... Yeah.
You can you know, totally say dick all you want.
People are like that.
Well, Bailey can't, but I... You know,
yeah. You know, so just be kind, work hard, and know that nothing's going to be handed to you, you know, and every opportunity, someone that wants to, like, help you out and they have good intention behind it, trust your gut and go for it, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is that with the internet, I think people are fooled that they look at that one in two gazillion, that person that has that, like, I posted a YouTube video and now I'm famous, you know? And it's like, great for that one person, but don't think that's going to be your story. It takes, I don't think any of us knew how hard, you know, it's like, it seems like people are like, fits and the tantrums, overnight success. And it's like,
we're like 8 years
buddy,
later.
8 years later, and we have grinded it so hard. And I think that's, all of us in the band hold a lot of pride for how hard we've worked for this.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
I actually went to college with James King, our saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist extraordinaire. And him and I started working together on those first couple songs. And then when we said, let's put it, this is begging to be played live, he had just done a tour with Noel. We had like literally like 5 phone calls, and the 6 of us were in a room, and it was off to the races from there.
And, you know, it is the hard work. And you said, obviously, the whole band works hard. You've actually been awarded the hardest working band, right?
Is that, we've is there been an giving award? That title.
I wish award? There was, but we'll take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll just take the quote.
I see a quote like Vogue. I'm looking at this right here. It says Vogue noticed their tour and hard work and put them like awarded them for the hardest working band award for Fits in the Tantrums.
Yeah,
that's grinding right there.
Yeah, it is grinding, but you know we also have fun.
Of course,
you know? you gotta have fun with it, or you're just gonna die.
Well, if you've seen Fits in the Tantrums on stage, you know that it's work. I mean,
it is work.
It's an incredible stage presence. I mean, people really saw and feed off that energy, and we'll see it tonight out at George's Majestic Lounge. It's a sold out show.
You can't get tickets.
No,
so,
sorry.
You but, know, maybe you could listen to them on the radio.
I don't know. Maybe if somebody's nice enough to you guys and they tweet something really really nice, I don't know, whatever you guys want to make up, I can put one. I can put a pair of tickets on the guest list for tonight.
Okay,
let's do that.
She's nice.
That, or you can just go to Jimmy John's across the street and just listen to them, because it's going to be really loud tonight.
Exactly.
But I promise you, it's probably
please
better.
Please pick me up a sandwich while you're there.
On the way. Well, you guys, we appreciate you hanging out with us this
I have
afternoon.
A feeling you guys are about to get a lot of sandwiches.
Right. I like it.
The show.
Yeah, just say Jimmy John's one more time and they just magically appear. Right. All right, guys.
Jimmy John's.
Go check out Fits in the Tantrums tonight. A lot of people will be at that pre-show party, but we'd love to see everyone out there going crazy tonight here in Fayetteville for Fits in the Tantrums. We'll take a quick break. Coming back here on 3B, talk more about the weekend plans and the party tonight. It's on 3B Radio. It's New Rock 104.9 The X.